We're approaching the clearing from the right direction, so it only takes a few minutes of casting about before I find the broken branch in front of what turns out to be quite a large cave. The ground falls away towards the entrance and the scrub is quite dense, but here and there I think I can see other signs of disturbance. Given this was formed by lava flow, there's probably a huge cavern somewhere back there, but at this point all I've got time for is a quick glance inside. Wait here, Hogarth. I flick the torch on and leave Hogarth at the cave's mouth. The beam is yellow and weak, but it's enough. Only half a dozen steps in and I can see it. It's carefully wrapped in blankets and propped on rocks, but the shape and dimensions are right for the Macmillan's von Gerard, and unless I've missed the memo, there are no other stolen paintings to be found. It's not as delicate as a child, but it's already spent too much time out here in the cold and damp. I want to get this painting back to Kinloch. I pick it up. It's bloody unwieldy. Too big to tuck under my arm, but if I hold it by the long sides like a portrait, I won't be able to see where I'm going. Instead, I carefully pick it up by the short ends, holding it in its correct orientation. But with the added bulk of the protective blankets, my arms are wide and I feel the pull on my tired shoulders. The frame makes it very heavy, but I haven't got a plan B, so this will have to do. When I emerge from the cave, Hogarth is exactly where I left him, but the light is fading fast. It takes longer than I'd like to get off the rocky outcrop and onto more even ground, but face planting on top of $1 million+ worth of art would not look good on my CV. Once we're on the grassy flat, I pick up the pace, keeping one eye on Hogarth, who's now making the odd dash off to the side and occasionally pouncing. I'm not sure if he's toying with the rabbits or they're toying with him, but so far nothing's died. The last rays of sun are glinting off the roof of the Subaru as we make our way across the paddock, and out of the corner of my eye, I think I catch an answering glint further down the road. When I turn and take a proper look, there's nothing to be seen. Perhaps I'm more tired and hungry than I realised, but it makes me edgy. There shouldn't be anything else out here to catch the light. Hurry up, Hogarth. Stop messing around. We finally reach the fence and I lay the painting down and slide it under before parting the strands for Hogarth and me to squeeze through. The light is almost completely gone as I wrap an extra blanket around the von Gerard and slide it carefully in the back of the car. With all the extra padding, it's a snug fit between the wheel wells, but that will stop the painting from bumping around too much on this track. Then I open the door for Hogarth, who's standing a few metres away. Get in, I say. Dinner time! The magic words cause Hogarth to launch himself into a sprint from a standing start. As he does, there's a loud crack, and in the light spilling from the open car door, I see dirt kick up from the place he just vacated. It takes me a second to realise someone took a shot at my dog. Maybe it was only a rabbiter who made a careless mistake, I think. Then realisation hits. Like hell that was an accident. Shit. Hogarth is in the car and I reach in to buckle his harness. It seems completely irrational, but also eminently sensible. If I'm about to drive flat out on a dirt road in the dark, I want to do it as safely as possible. My hands are trembling and I can't make the damn thing connect. Come on, come on. I have no idea how close the shooter is or what they're doing. I'm sure I can hear the crackle of footsteps on gum leaves, but it could just be me gasping for breath. Finally, the buckle clicks home. I slam the door and sprint around to the driver's side. Hogarth is sitting up, growling and staring out the back window of the car as I crank the ignition and throw it into gear. At that moment, I glimpse movement in the wing mirror. Hogarth, drop! I yell, simultaneously dropping the handbrake and flooring the Subaru. Thank Christ he obeys. There's a massive boom and the rear window of the Subaru explodes, glass blowing through the entire car. Shit, shit! We fishtail onto the dirt track. I'm afraid to drive without lights on in case we hit a kangaroo, but I'm more afraid of what might hit us if I put the headlights on. Fortunately, the track's fairly straight, so I just hold the wheel in a death grip as we thunder along the corrugations. After a couple of minutes, I ease up on the accelerator a bit and manage to wrestle my seatbelt on. That was definitely not a rabbiter, I say to Hogarth. I'm trying to lighten the mood, but it comes out all wobbly and teary, so I focus on my breathing instead. I'm just on my second in through the nose, out through the mouth breath when high beams light us up like Christmas. So much for the new age bullshit. I floor it again and now I snap on my own lights. Not that I'm stopping for wildlife at this point, but at least now I only have to freak out about what's behind us. On the plus side, I say to Hogarth, chances are there's only one of them, which means they can't shoot and drive. I look in the rearview mirror and see the lights gaining on us. On the downside, whatever they're driving is bigger and far gutsier than the Subaru. As I say that, there's a sudden roar from behind and the Subaru jolts. The fucker's ramming us. Hold on, Hogarth, I scream. I have the accelerator jammed down so hard I'm pushed back into the seat, But the Subaru doesn't have anything more to give. There's another thump from behind, and the car shudders, the rear end swinging to the left. I manage to pull it back, but we have nowhere to go. Another thump, harder this time, and the back of the car swings out again. I wrestle with it, but it's already too late. I slam my foot on the brake, but we're off the road, going almost sideways, and there's a massive gum tree rushing up to meet us. Hogarth! It sounds like the world explodes. I'm aware of the airbags deploying and Hogarth yelping. Then everything is silent.